Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head football coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah taking care of Mountain Heritage, 9-0. They came in as the number 6, number 5 team, depending on which poll you were looking at. But Pisgah played, again, very, very well. Played extremely well defensively once again. Made the plays that we needed to make offensively. And were able to, by and large, win the field position game last night, too, against a very good football team in what was a strange start for us. I mean, obviously, Coach, when you go out there and ready to go at 7:30 and you have that delay, that's the first thing I'm sure you guys had to worry about. But you're able to come back out of that in good shape.
You know, it was. You know, we got out there and was ready to go and run out of the tunnel. We actually did get the coin toss taken care of, so we kind of knew what direction we were going to start with. But had to get put back into the locker rooms for a little bit of a delay. And, you know, that's tough sometimes, especially if you're so hyped up and you got all that energy and ready to go, and then all of a sudden you got to go sit.
Right.
So being able to come back out and stretch and get warmed up and getting ready to go again, I don't think it hurt either side, you know, once we got started. I didn't see any lingering effects. It didn't seem like anybody was flat coming out. I think everybody was just excited to get the game going. Coach Robinson and I had talked during that break, and we kind of looked at the weather and the radars and all that stuff, and you know, we were pretty set that we were going to play. We didn't want to move it. We didn't want them to have to go back home. We were both open, you know, next week. So we wanted the game in, and even Coach Robinson said, we'll stay as long as you want to.
What was the conversation like in the locker room in that half hour? What kinds of things do you talk about, or you just let your kids have a little bit of time to themselves?
You know, our kids were really good, and I'm sure his were too. Our kids were really good. They had, you know, brought their earphones down and you know, had their music on, and I mean, it was quiet. I mean, it was just everybody had found their own space. You know, we're fortunate enough to have enough room in our halftime room down there to be able to kind of spread out just a little bit, and you know, they were able to just relax, you know, and kind of find that peace a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Coach comes in, and it's time to go again. You know, got to get back up again. But I thought our kids did a really good job of that.
You go back to that first sets of plays right there. Obviously, they were able to run the ball a little bit in the first couple. It seems like they wanted to go to that sideline. That's what John mentioned first thing, is they had that tendency to want to go to their far sideline running the football. Had a little bit of success there early on, but you got to stop. And as we went through the game, it became a game of field position for us, and your defense, again, continuing to get big stops when we need to get those big stops.
Yeah, they did. They bowed their neck once they got down there. Obviously, you mentioned the first series for those guys. You know, had a long run right off the top of the bat. You know, that was the kid that rushed that, I think, 62 yards rushing. He led their team in rushing, 8 carries, 62 yards, and he had 34 yards on that first carry. So, you know, over half on one carry. But, you know, there was probably some things that they saw and thought they could kind of outflank us a little bit. They were heavy to their sideline. That was something they like to do, like to be able to see the play as it was happening and how they can adjust blocks and all of those things. But, you know, thought our defense got settled right back in and got the stop on fourth down. Man, that was huge. To catch a quarterback in the backfield and to get him down and, you know, give the offense the ball back and let us try to go to work.
Well, going back to that, you know, last night again, you know, obviously we talked about defense, we talked about field position already, and I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more. Talk about Keegan Hudson's pick right there and the block that Shalladay got on that return to give us a chance to go up early in a big game like that.
Momentum.
Yeah.
You know, momentum was huge. You know, the pick, getting the pick six, you know, Shalladay had the huge block on it. Tucker Lokerson down there at the end zone had a nice block as well, as Keegan was going into the end zone. But, you know, that was, you're always looking for changes of momentum in the game, and certainly that one was a big punch, you know, right off the bat. You know, really, really pleased at where our team was at. You know, talked with the officials before the game, and, you know, one thing that they told me, they said, Coach, we're going to let them play.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was huge. They knew the impact of the game. They knew how good both teams were. And I even told them, I said, you're probably not going to have any personal fouls. I said, there's a lot of respect between both of these two programs. I said, you're probably not going to get much mouthing. I said, but you're going to get some popping. And it's going to be some head knocking tonight. And I was glad to see that. I think total there was 5 penalties. There were two on us and three on them. And I thought they did just a really good job of letting the kids decide the game, letting them go out and have fun with it and be physical with each other, but be clean as well. And, you know, you could really see a good ball game last night if you were a spectator.
I thought that last night you guys were willing to try to look at some different things. We, you know, had a little, not really a ton of success running the football there early on, but you guys got more out into the spread, if I remember correctly there, you know, midway through the first into the second, opened things up a little bit, made some deep throws. I thought we took some shots last night, and then that began to open up some things to run the football when we needed to later on.
I think there was, you know, there's some interesting stats when you go back and look at it. Before last night's game, they were averaging – giving up only 5.5 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were averaging scoring 28.5 points a game. And that was before last night's game. So, you know, to be able to have got the 9 points and obviously hold them to a shutout, you know, really flipped that average, you know, on them. But it's a, you know, we knew it was going to be two really good defenses going against each other. You know, our defense, we felt like it could go toe-to-toe with them. We felt like we had maybe enough explosive plays to be able to put some points on the board. But the first downs we knew were going to be key as well, and being able to move the ball and time of possession. And then we thought the special teams, we thought we could kick in there and do a really good job and maybe keep them pinned down. The one thing you notice about their offense, you know, they were snapping the ball with 5 seconds left. They were walking to the line of scrimmage. They were not in a hurry. They were very methodical. They wanted to just wear on you, you know, and keep that ball and, you know, satisfied with 3 and 4 yards on first down. And I think that was one of the differences in the ball game for us defensively when we started winning first downs, when they were just getting 1 yard mm-hmm. or 2 yards and they were getting behind their play calling. And I thought that was huge for our guys on the defensive side.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Coach, I'm curious, and you mentioned this, and I think it was a great point. Mountain Heritage is designed to get a lead and hang on to that lead, and like you said, wear teams down. Did you consider, when you were talking about preparing this week, if you could find a way to get one, maybe even two scores on the board early, that it would really put a lot of pressure back on them?
You know, I think that it was conversation we had as coaches. We didn't really stress it much as, you know, as a team goes. Even though there were instances where they were, you know, seemed like they were running the same play over and over, I think you got to understand that it was different formations. Lord, they can block the counter and the trap 500 different ways. I mean, it's just, and if you noticed, especially in the second half, Coach Robinson was given the leeway for his quarterback to make checks. So he's actually looking at our front, trying to figure out which side he likes to go to better. If you noticed, he was flipping his back to the other side, you know, moving him over that was back there with him. They ended up putting a big, heavier set back in the backfield as well. There in the second half, big 215-pound-looking fullback that was looked like a big bulldozer back there.
Yeah.
But, you know, just proud of our kids and effort. And it was a clean game for us. You know, we didn't hurt ourselves last night. That was the one thing that I took away from it as a coach.
Yeah.
And we really stressed in those big games and those tight games, you know, if you can keep from beating yourselves, you got a much better chance to win that ball game. And I thought the turnovers, you know, were certainly the big part of the game.
Yeah, especially in the conditions that we had. I mean, we could have been able to see 2 or 3 turnovers and had a pretty good excuse, because the first half is pretty wet out there. So you're right. You guys did a great job hanging on to the football and taking full advantage of the opportunities. Before we get too much further, special teams last night I thought was outstanding. And what Ryan was able to do, putting 2 punts inside the 5-yard line twice, and I don't have his average right here in front of me on those punts, but you know, whenever we're successful, it feels like to me, is one reason is we're winning that field position battle again. But when they're starting drives with the kind of offense that they run, when they're starting drives inside the 5 yard line, that really, really puts us in a good spot.
You know, Ryan averaged 45 yards last night. A punt. Ended up having, I think it was 6 punts, but he had two, and these two numbers are astounding. Had 2 punts. Not only were inside the 5, but one of them was 62 yards, and the other one was 56 yards. I mean, he just did a really good job of kicking last night. Our coverage was good getting down there and protecting them, you know, for him to get the kickoff. But when you're having to drive 95 yards against our defense, chances are you're going to slip up somewhere and not be able to get that first down. And the field position was huge for us last night. We felt like we kept the field flipped almost the entirety of the game. Mm-hmm. And with an offense like those guys, you've got to be able to do those little things, you know, to get that win. We got the field goal last night from Wilson Moody, which was huge for him. You know, we got the extra point, and the ball actually come off the block. Kane came back to me, who was our holder, and he said, "Coach, the ball came off the block." He said it was a little bit slick when I got it, and mm-hmm. he said, that's not on Wilson." He said it just popped off, and but he came back, and boy, he nailed that 30-yard field goal, which was huge because it gave us 2 scores.
Yeah.
You know, so we had a little bit of breathing room, like what you had mentioned earlier, and but you still never know if it's enough.
Yeah.
And they ended up taking their shots.
Yeah.
You know, Devin and Keegan and Lane and Kane in that back end of our secondary played extremely well, knocking some balls down. I know they had a couple of shots into the end zone that Lane was involved on and Devin was involved on, and just really good, because when you're playing an offense like that, it's really easy to get your eyes caught up in
right.
the backfield and lose your responsibility. And that was something that the coaches really stressed at halftime as well, and felt like they did a really good job of not losing what they were supposed to be doing.
I told John that I thought that what we did last week in playing against the team that we played and then turning around and playing a team like this, you know, if you were able to come out of that in pretty good shape, maybe what we did was great preparation for what we saw last night. I know a very different offense, but two teams that like to run the football really well, maybe a little bit differently, but two teams that like to run the football well, I do think that, you know, what we were able to see last week and getting that huge win and momentum out of East Rutherford went a long way to helping us last night, too, and coming back home. Only the second game all season we've been able to play at home.
You know, it was nice to get back into the stadium last night for the first time. It seems like it's been a long,
yeah.
long time since we've been there. But it was good. It was nice to be back there, to be able to go out of the tunnel, to be able to feel that game and that atmosphere, come across the bridge again with those seniors. You know, all of those things that go into our place and being at home. But, you know, just excited again for our kids. And, guys, their team played well, as you know, also. I mean, it wasn't just one-sided by no means. I mean, 9-0 defensive battle. You kind of felt like it was going to be like that. You know, 2011, I think, maybe was what I had heard was the last time Mountain Heritage has been shut out. That's a pretty phenomenal feat as well. I mean, to be able to say that you were able to do that. You know, it was neat to be a part of. I enjoyed it last night as a coach, you know, and I've mentioned this a couple of times in some of the papers and stuff. Had a lot of respect for their program,
right.
And what was going on there, but just excited about where we were at and, you know, glad to come away with a win.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Fall is in the air, and now is the time to get your lawn in shape. Come into Hometown Hardware for our fall specials and meet the power equipment team in Canton for sales and service. We carry a complete line of mowers, including Gravely and Toro zero-turn models. Hometown Hardware. You want it? We've got it. Your big box alternative.
And I was going to actually ask about it too. Again, what Corey's doing as far as you know, his leg work, putting his head down, getting extra yards, able to scramble out when he needs to, when things are breaking down. And, you know, maybe we've called a pass play and there's just not anything there. It still gives you a chance at converting on those first downs. And continue to be very impressed with Corey's maturation, even in this season. I mean, from game one to where we are right now, continues to play well and certainly is a difference maker for us.
Yeah, he had over, I think he had over half of our first downs, you know, on scrambles, being able to get loose and being able to get his, you know, body going forward and getting across that line for that first down. And he has, you know, our line has done a really good job of protecting him, got hit a couple of times as we were back in the pocket. But even then, he still had a couple of seconds to try to get a good read. But, I mean, you're talking about a defense, like I said before, is averaging only giving up 5.5 points a game. And they've played good competition.
Yeah.
I mean, they've played Brevard.
Yeah.
They've played Hendersonville, which is two really good football teams. So it was we knew it was going to be kind of tough sledding, but we had to be patient. You saw a lot of different stuff from us last night, trying to get a shot. You know, we were able to get it in Ryan's hands, which is important for us because he's one of our playmakers.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were keying on stopping the outside run. We saw that early. You know, we tried different formations to try to help us out and move them around a little bit. But, you know, you got to be able to take what they give you. And I'll be honest with you, they didn't give us too much.
Yeah.
But it was both ways. You know, I don't think our defense gave them very much either. But, you know, just like I said, it was a great game to be a part of. You know, one of the better ones for me in my career as far as that kind of that chess match going back and forth with, you know, the other side coaches and how they were calling plays. And I think both sides probably got frustrated calling offense last night. But you had two really good defenses on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Take me back to the fourth down call and the idea. You know, obviously, you know, we've got the 9-point advantage. Again, I'm pretty sure it was in the fourth quarter, but we had a 4th and 4. I think we called a timeout right there. I think, didn't Kane have issues with his shoulder pads and had to switch those out? I don't think I've ever seen that before. And then you had to get the call out there.
You know, some of the newer shoulder pads, you know, have what they call a quick clip. So if you get one, it's hurt, and they've got to get a shoulder pad off really quick to check them, or they don't want to move them. You can actually cut a clip, and the whole shoulder pads will come in half. So they just kind of peel off. And his clip had come loose. So we were lucky that we had a timeout called.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we switched a pair of shoulder pads. He actually wore another one of our players that was on the sideline, got his shoulder pads on really quick. You know, when we looked at the play, the fourth down play and what to do, you know, obviously you're sitting there. If you kick, you know, the field goal and you get it, you go to 12.
Right.
You know, you keep them from maybe scoring and being able to kick just a field goal to win it. But the thing for those guys, they have not been very successful with their field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Almost always on all of the game films we had, they were going for two. They played against Stuart Kramer a couple of weeks ago, and we had the film on that. And they, once they got up 3 or 4 scores, they brought their extra point kicker in to try to work on it, and I think he missed every one of them.
Mm.
So we didn't feel like that it was really going to help us. We thought they were going to have to score 2 touchdowns. It wasn't going to come down to a field goal for those guys. So we felt like to take the gamble and go ahead and take that shot. You know, had a pretty good play, you know, worked up that we wanted, and we got jammed off the line of scrimmage. That hurt us, kind of fouled the play up a little bit, and then Corey had to scramble and, you know, tried to thread the needle real close in there to Eric and almost got it, but, you know, didn't. But, again, it was another one of those situations where you put them and they're 95 yards away from scoring. So, you know, you felt good about where your defense was too, and, you know, that was the decision making thinking for us as we went into that play.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Again, defense is a big deal last night for both teams. I thought Warner did an outstanding job of creating pressure, sometimes even by himself. But when we knew that they were going to have to start throwing the football around there late to try to get back in. We were creating a lot of pressure last night. I was very impressed with that. I think Hunter got a sack as well.
Yeah.
So again, you know, creating the pressure when we needed to. And a lot of time that was weak side pressure that they didn't necessarily see. Got a lot of pressure, got some hits on their quarterback, and I think that was a difference maker too.
Oh yeah. When you talk about us defensively, and it's kinda like you do offensively too, you start up front. And what a great thing to be able to look at on that field and see that they're all juniors and they're coming back next year.
Yeah.
Because we've got a pretty good front, and it allows our linebackers to turn loose and play too. But when you get offense in a mode where they've got to go score and they've got to start throwing it a little bit, your defensive people can kind of pin their ears back and go now. They're not as worried about trying to read run coming at them. You saw some stunts and stuff we were throwing at them as well. And it's, you know, I've faced another team like that. It's been years ago in High Brighton, back in 2008, and very much like that, and we kind of got up on them a little bit, and they had to come from behind, and just not accustomed to that with that style of offense, you know, getting in a hurry and trying to stretch the field and things like that. But you know, we didn't really get comfortable at all, even to the last few series, because it just felt like it was at any time it could shift and the momentum could change and be back in their hands. I was actually on the sideline trying to get our hands team together in case they did score to get ready for the onside kick. So we were already making preparations. Yeah. If that took place and they got the score, could I have everybody ready and make sure we were set with getting everybody on the field and in case we had to get that hands team out there ready for that.
I know you're not worried about this right now, nor should you be, but this win's going to go a long way in terms of the computer polls and where things might shake out when we get to playoff times and making those decisions about, you know, how we're seeding teams. You have a good run in the conference. This is a big win for a lot of reasons, I think.
It is. You know, I kind of got asked that question last night after the game by the reporter from the Citizen Times, and I told him, I said, you can start looking at the polls, and I said, you're going to get your butt beat.
Yeah.
You know, we've been down that road before, too, but you know, the big thing for us, we didn't even talk to our kids really about how highly ranked that Mountain Heritage was. That was never really a conversation for us. We just knew how good of a team they were. Our guys knew, mm-hmm. you know, how good of a team they were. We've done so much stuff against Mountain Heritage and scrimmages, 7-on-7s and stuff throughout the past few years. These guys have gone against each other before. So we knew what was there, and so did they. I think that the build-up to the game itself was really neat because you just knew it had the potential to be such a great game. And I think we had quite a few people that were in the stands last night that weren't from Burnsville and were not from Canton either. I think just came to see a good hard-nosed football game. I had some people who had called me that were from East Henderson. That came over and watched the game last night, some of the old fans that were there that just wanted to come see a good football game. And, you know, it was neat to be a part of last night because I think that's one of the better wins we've had since I've been here.
Prior to 2008, Mountain Heritage had one 10-win season. After 2008, they've had seven. How do you change that culture like that and be able to sustain it, do you think?
You know, I think the thing for Coach Robinson, he had a really good administration that was very patient with him and saw that he was doing things the right way, but that it was going to take time. And once they finally got it going and they got their system in place, how he wanted things done, you could start seeing it turn. I mean, you're talking about one of the programs that was one of the, and Joey wouldn't mind me saying it, was one of the worst programs in Western North Carolina at a time to one of the best. I mean, in my coaching career, you know, which spans 20 years, there's not another program that I've seen that's made that drastic of a change. But I think the thing for those guys is how they have continued it. They didn't just get good for 4 or 5 years and then all of a sudden fall back off again. These guys have kept it consistently, and I don't see it changing. I mean, they had a really solid JV team on the Thursday night. Good-looking kids there. He's got his system in place. Again, had an administration that was very patient with him, and that's important too, and able to bring some coaches along as he's come. it looked like he probably had a few of his former players mm-hmm. That's played for him was on that staff too. So they're getting that mentality.
Right.
Kind of reminded you of a Swain County staff.
Right.
I mean, that's what it reminded
right.
you of,
yeah.
of kind of hiring those people that are from there
right.
that understood that, you know, that culture that they were building. But, you know, two great programs playing against each other last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, a couple more things I wanted to ask about. First, obviously, we go into the second bye now. You made a decision as a program and looked at Life Christian Atlanta for a little bit driving up, but made a decision as a program to say, you know what, we're just going to go and take this bye. I think Mountain Heritage had a similar decision to make along those lines as well. It was either them or Mitchell. I can't remember.
It was Mountain Heritage.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you got to go into the second bye. It's not exactly what you wanted, but feel good enough about where the program is, and do you think about this bye week any differently? Does anything about it make you nervous, or does it, you know, perhaps give us a chance to get a little bit more healthy again?
I think, you know, Coach Robinson and I had actually talked about it where it fell at this open week, because we're both in the same situation. You know, we're both only going to have 10 games for the regular season, and the difficulty in that for the coaches is, you know, if you get that 11th game as an endowment, you can drop a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And now you look at both of our records, and we're both sitting here at 4-1, and had we had the 11th one, now that's provided you win the 11th one, but if we had had it, we could have dropped that loss, which is really important for them, for mm-hmm. Mountain Heritage, because, I mean, it's important for us too. I don't mean it that way, but they really stress trying to get home field advantage for the playoffs. And when you go up there and play on their stadium and on their grass, and it's different.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine, you know, if I'm coaching down east somewhere and I've got to bring a team into that environment with the tall grass, and you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
So I know that was, you know, had to go into the decision making, because you really wanted to be able to drop that one. But, you know, both of us are sitting there, and we're going to have to carry that one loss with us. Obviously, ours was to Murphy, and, you know, Mountain Heritage was to us. But where that open date fell, we felt was good, because we knew how physical the game was going to be last night, how it was going to go. And, you know, we knew we probably needed a week off maybe to kind of heal up if we had some injuries or anything like that before we went into conference play. And, again, they're doing the same thing. They're going into conference play after this open week as well. So it as far as the kids go, I think we're going to be fine. You know, I hate to look at it and to take a game away from our kids.
Sure.
But we just didn't feel comfortable, you know, with the setup of everything that was kind of going on surrounding who we had on the schedule. Coach Robinson and Mountain Heritage was the same way.
Yeah.
He had probably done more research on it than any of the coaches who had played, you know, up here in Western North Carolina, played those guys. And he and I talked about it, and just felt like it was probably the best decision for us to make at the time.
You're talking about your JV program just a little bit. Obviously, you know, taking another tough loss this week against, again, a very good program. But those guys will have another bye week, I assume, here, and be ready for conference play. And I know that you feel good about their ability to be very competitive throughout that.
We need another week off of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, we still got some injuries we're dealing with. And we do have a very strong JV program. Our record doesn't show that right now, but I feel good going into mm-hmm. the conference. I feel like we've got a good opportunity to compete for a championship, which is always one of our goals. We just got to get everybody healthy and get them back going in the same direction. And I feel like we will. You know, I feel like we're going to get that turn for those guys as well. But we're going to have 2 weeks to get ready, you know, for the first conference game. And, you know, just excited to finally get to this portion of the season. Now we're going to go five weeks straight, mm-hmm. and then into the playoffs, hopefully, if everything goes well. And so you got that stretch run coming now. You got to get in best shape, healed up as much as you can, yeah. and get the kids ready for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Chaplin and I will be back next Saturday morning. No game next Friday. But Coach Chaplin and I will be back next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chapel Show. 2 weeks from last night, we'll be back at home against Smoky Mountain and look forward to having you join us at that time as well. For Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.